January 22nd, 2021, National Sanctity of Human Life Day. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "The most precious of all your possessions, children, is your relationship with me. No day should pass without your greater effort in coming closer to me. I have told you that obedience to my commandments pleases me. Yes, it pleases me. Your prayers and sacrifices please me as well. Keep me as part of your day. I enjoy assisting you in many small and great ways. Focus your desire for success upon building your house of personal holiness stronger. That is, indeed, the greatest victory of all, and it is within your grasp. These are evil times, as you know. Your prayers and sacrifices are like the sail on a ship that carries you over the sea of controversy. Pray for your nation to repent of the sin of abortion, for that is the lodestone which is causing the government to sink. Take a lesson from the story of Jonah in the scripture reading today. I am willing, even now, after so many lives I created have been destroyed, to forgive, for my mercy is perfect. Just as lives have been destroyed without repentance, so too is your government being destroyed. Repent." A note is given to read Jonah chapter 3, 1 through 10. "Then the word of the Lord came to Jonah the second time, saying, Arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and proclaim to it the message that I tell you. So Jonah arose and went to Nineveh, according to the word of the Lord. Now Nineveh was an exceedingly great city, 3 days' journey in breadth. Jonah began to go into the city, going a day's journey. And he cried, Yet 40 days, and Nineveh shall be overthrown. And the people of Nineveh believed God. They proclaimed a fast and put on sackcloth, from the greatest of them to the least of them. Then tidings reached the king of Nineveh, and he arose from his throne, removed his robe, and covered himself with sackcloth, and sat in ashes. And he made proclamation and published through Nineveh, By the decree of the king and his nobles, let neither man nor beast, herd nor flock, taste anything. Let them not feed or drink water, but let man and beast be covered with sackcloth, and let them cry mightily to God. Yea, let every one turn from his evil way, and from the violence which is in his hands. Who knows, God may yet repent and turn from his fierce anger, so that we perish not. When God saw what they did, how they turned from their evil way, God repented of the evil which he had said he would do to them, and he did not do it." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.